Okay, folks, let's get ready for another edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing we love about it. It's that down-home, from-the-heart, honest music that we love. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 70s through the 90s, many of which will be on 45 RPM records or albums. So, time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying. People saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the paths of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think in America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again.
Somebody's talking, he's whispering to me. it's the devil, and would you look at him? I've heard about him, but I never dreamed he'd have blue eyes and blue jeans. He must have tapped my telephone line. He must have known I'm spending my time.
Somebody's knocking at the door.
Somebody's knocking.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music, and it's going to be a good one. I have a really funny comedy break coming up about halfway through the show, and in the second half, our Sweet Country Music feature presentation will be all about Cajun music. I thought I'd start off with a couple of hit records from the year 1980. That was a gal by the name of Terry Gibbs, and her number 8 hit from 1980 called Somebody's Knockin'. The song was one of her biggest hits, and it was also her first hit record. Between 1980 and 1987, Terry Gibbs racked up 13 hit records and a number of hit albums. I opened the set with another 1980 hit record, In America, from the Charlie Daniels Band. The song didn't mince words as it talked about various issues facing America in the late 1970s. In America landed at number 13 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart back then, and actually set the stage for several other Charlie Daniels Band patriotic songs.
WDBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country, hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can man up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine, hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Station. He rolled up his sleeves.
loosened up his bow. Fiddle upside down, orange blossom special. 'Cause if you wanna make a living, you gotta put on a good show. When he smells smoke and cinders, slick back his head.
Something he did back in 1982 called Cherokee Fiddle. The song landed at number 10 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart for the Texas singer-songwriter back then. It was just one of 31 hit records he would have between 1975 and 1989. Johnny Lee had a little help on that song. None other than Charlie Daniels himself was on the fiddle. I opened the set with Garth Brooks and his number one hit from 1991, Two of a Kind Working on a Full House. The song was one of five hit records from his 1991 No Fences album, an album a lot of you bought back then, me included.
Sweet country music.
One of those can't wait. Things go a little too far in the middle of a good night. Have you ever got right in the back seat of your car? I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify.
son took a bartender home. I said, stand up, if you ever been there. Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. A he-man, do it just for me, man. Knew just what to do. Thought I was a hero. She rated me a zero. Said, honey, child, you ain't through. I said, stand up, have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Been there, stand up, identify, stand up, tell us all about it, stand up, testify, stand up, if you ever been there, stand up, identify, stand up, tell us all about it, stand up.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Big eight wheeler rolling down the track means a two loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said, hello to the Southland, we're coming to you, and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free, and I'm moving on. Mr. Fineman, won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on. Keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattler roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattler's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on. Keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. Told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen, no pay me no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line, 'cause I'm moving on. You done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
It sounds like a train song to me. That's a classic country song from Hank Snow from way back in 1950. I'm Moving On. Hank Snow wrote the song, and it was a number one hit back then, but for some reason, the song was turned down the year before by RCA Records. Well, Hank Snow recorded it anyway, and the rest is history. Get this. 27 years later, in 1977, Hank Snow recorded another version of the song called I'm Still Moving On. I opened the set with Mel McDaniel and his 1985 number 5 hit record, Stand Up. It was one of 41 hit records the Oklahoma singer-songwriter would have between 1976 and 1989. It is said that he was inspired to write and play music after seeing Elvis Presley on TV. Sadly, Mel McDaniel passed away in 2011 at the age of 68.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
lost count and started counting again.
Wandering around with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Now, I don't know about you, but a couple of shots of Jose Cuervo would be more than enough for me, let alone 10 shots. That was Tracy Byrd and a drinking song called 10 Rounds with Jose Cuervo from 2002. It was one of two number one hits the Texas singer-songwriter would have. As for Jose Cuervo, it's a brand of Mexican tequila that has been used as a basis for many, many songs over the years. I opened the set with a classic hit record from a classic country artist, Dolly Parton, and her number one hit from 1974, I Will Always Love You. She recorded a much newer version of the song for the 1982 movie, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, which landed at number one as well. Whitney Houston also had a number one hit with the song on the pop charts in 1992. Well, I'm going to take a break here. I've got a comedy break coming up, and this time, instead of a comedian, I'm going to play some fake commercials. Yeah, you know, we all hate commercials. Well, I've got some doozies as far as comedy fake commercials coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back on this edition of Sweet Country Music. And I've got a feature presentation coming up on the other side of the break all about Cajun music. So stick around. I'm Larry Kratka. Hang on to your hats. Here we go.
Music. Laugh track. Mr. Shiplikoff doesn't know there's a hidden camera behind this philodendron.
Is my tie straight and everything?
We're going to ask what he knows about pain relievers.
I don't know squat about pain relievers, to tell you the truth.
Mr. Shiplikoff, these are the three top-selling pain relievers.
Well, they all look the same to me.
That's because we haven't taken the covers off yet, Mr. Shiplikoff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're talking to the philodendron, Mr. Shiplikoff.
I'm sorry.
Do you know how many milligrams of pain-relieving ingredients are in these brands?
I don't even know what a milligram is.
You're overacting, Mr. Shiplikoff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Brand A has 650 milligrams.
Well, gee.
Brand B has 650 milligrams.
Boy, howdy, I'll tell you.
And Brand C also, 650 milligrams.
I'll be darned. Well, they all got the same then, don't they?
That's right, Mr. Shiplikoff. Yep. But do you know how much WhamCare PM has?
Nope, I ain't got nary clue.
Well, WhamCare PM has 9,000 milligrams.
Whoa, that's got a whole hell of a lot more than the rest of them, doesn't it? Where's the bottle for that thing, boy?
No bottle, Mr. Shiplikoff. It's just one big pill. Now, depending on the size of your headache, you just bite off what you need. Now, how do you think that'll be for a headache?
Well, that'll be real good. I think I'm getting one just thinking about picking that puppy up.
It's a fact. WhamCare PM works because it's got more medicine.
Boy, you think I could just lick on that thing like an all-day sucker or something?
WhamCare PM. Available at your favorite center counter.
He's called the greatest singer who ever lived. And when he called, that singer told him he might even be a star someday. His country laments are so full of passion, heartache, pain, and despair, you'll actually feel sick after listening to just a few of his all-time potential hits, like Today She Stopped Loving Me Again.
Today she stopped loving me again.
And other desperately depressed tunes, like A Pair of Stanley Vice Grips Couldn't Wrench My Love From You, I Believed Her When She Said It's Her Cigar, and this possible classic, You're Floating in the Cesspool of My Mind.
You're floating in the cesspool of my mind.
And more. Barkeep, give me a bottle for my beer. My dog has been a better wife than you. Don't make me pitiful again, and I've got a heartache in my face. Yes, now those seemingly old familiar favorites you've never heard are back again like you've never heard them before. All in this amazing two-record radio offer from Whamco. Cy Fwetmuller and the Tennessee Tumors Biggest Hits Volume 2. This is pure forlorn country and will get you where you live no matter where that is. It shouldn't come as any surprise to you that these records aren't sold in any store but available only through this amazing radio offer.
Order before midnight tonight. Call 1-800-555-DOWN. That's 1-800-555-DOWN. Board operators are standing by now.
Hey, little sprout, what you doing?
I'm making Whamco Hookery Niblets. Isn't that a big job for a little fella like you?
Heck no, somebody's gotta do it. The Wham Giant's just too big.
Ah, there he is now. He's stepping all over everything.
Hi there, little fella. Need some help?
No, I don't. You already stepped all over my green beans, you big bozo.
That ain't any way to be.
Introducing the all-new frozen okra niblets in the easy-boil plastic pouch. Now available in the frozen food section to your favorite supermarket. Next to all those other funny frigid foods.
Why don't you just get the heck out of my garden and go find a big green basketball team or something?
That did it.
Uh-oh.
From the valley of the Wacko, Wham Giant.
Is it possible to two utes?
To what?
What?
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a ute?
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, and then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
How old do you think I am, he said. I said, well, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and opened up his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine, he asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime. But old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He said women think about themselves when menfolk ain't around, and friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down. He said I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. When he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
Let's see, I've had old dogs, yeah, children, oh yeah, but not watermelon wine. I got to try that. That was Tom T. Hall and his number one hit from 1972, Old Dogs, Children, and Watermelon Wine. It was one of 12 number one hits he would write, including the classic hit Harper Valley PTA. Tom T. Hall was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008. I opened the set with Buck Owens and his number one hit from 1963, Act Naturally. A Beatles song? Mm-mm. Nope, it was a Buck Owens song. Act Naturally was recorded 2 years before the Beatles ever did it. In fact, in 1989, Buck Owens recorded a version of Act Naturally with Ringo Starr from the Beatles. It was Ringo Starr who urged the Beatles to record the Buck Owens song in the first place, with him doing the vocals.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Okay, here we go. Time for our Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time, I'm going to concentrate on good old Cajun music. Now, I have to admit, I'm a fan of Cajun music, and I actually got to see a hometown Cajun band one time when I was in Baton Rouge. Now, I could literally devote an entire show to Cajun music and its rich history, but this time, I'm going to play a couple of songs that have that Cajun taste to them. So let's start off with Mary Chapin Carpenter and something she did back in 1991. Let's go down to the Twist and Shout.
On the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor, and I hear
tonight. Stew and a crawfish pie. A gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta's quiet show. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain. And there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says Boston Lay. Yes, I'm coming into town, baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Of a big dance floor. When I hear that bit, I wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. Bring your mama, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. An occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor. When I hear that bit, I wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight.
There you go, Freddie Fender and something he first recorded in 1975, but the version I just played was recorded live at Gillies. Boy, you could feel the energy in the air. I opened the set with Mary Chapin Carpenter and her Cajun theme number 2 hit from 1991, Down at the Twist and Shout. The song won a Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Performance by a Female. Now, if you want to learn more about Cajun music itself and its rich history, Google Cajun music, and boy, you are going to learn a lot.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
No worries, staying single was the plan. Didn't need a steady man, I had it covered, till I discovered that love gets me every time. My heart changed my mind, and I called darn gone and done it. Gone and done it. I guess I fell in love. Must have been the
get longer. The closer you come, the weaker I
your heart and walk out the door. When you're around, my defenses go down. Feelings get stronger, looks get longer. The closer you come, the weaker I get. If it ain't happened now, just ain't happened yet.
Couple of big hit records from the 1990s. That is a group of very talented folks who made up the band called Blackhawk, and their number two hit from 1995, I'm Not Strong Enough to Say No. It was one of 19 hit records the Nashville band would have between 1993 and 2005. I opened the set with Shania Twain and her 1997 number one hit, Love Gets Me Every Time. By this time, Shania Twain was hot on the record charts and our radios with a bunch of great songs and many more to come. Shania Twain hails from our neighbor to the north, Canada, and has been honored with awards from both countries.
Sweet country music.
Well, I have time for one more song before this edition of Sweet Country Music comes to an end. So how about something from the Oak Ridge Boys?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
When it comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
American made, born
Nothing like something made in the good old USA. The Oak Ridge Boys say it all in that song. American Made was the number one hit for the Oak Ridge Boys back in 1983 and was just one of many hit records the Oak Ridge, Tennessee group would have between 1973 and 1999. In fact, the Oak Ridge Boys were selected as the 1978 Group of the Year by the Country Music Association. Well, that does it for another edition of Sweet Country Music here on this amazing radio station. I had a chance to play some really cool stuff like Johnny Lee, Mel McDaniel, Dolly Parton, a Buck Owens song called Act Naturally that the Beatles did a couple years later. Yeah, Ringo Starr really liked country music. It's been a lot of fun. Hope to hear from you on Facebook. I'm Larry Kratka, your host for Sweet Country Music, which is a production of Nothing But Old 45s. Take care. Talk to you next time.